This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mike Gentine, sitting in for Tom Block. When you're looking for a cure, a med school is a good place to start. When you're looking for the cure, a stage is a good place to start. When you're looking for Florida Cured, the Florida Center for Universal Research to Eradicate Disease, Florida State University is the place to start. Florida State Headlines reporter Tawatha Valentine has the story.
Florida State University's College of Medicine opened its doors in 2001 as the nation's first new medical school in 20 years. But Michael Smith, director of the college's clinical research network, says the new kid on the block is growing fast.
Within the next year, we'll have a full complement of 480 students. We have 1,500 faculty members around the state, physicians in private practice that are training our students. It's an unprecedented model, one of a kind in the nation.
One of the signs of the success of the model is the attention and respect the college is getting from the medical and scientific communities, including the Florida Department of Health.
Go back a little bit in history to the visionary leadership of Florida State Senator Jim King. In 2004, Senator King decided we needed to establish a center like Florida Cured to help the state become a national leader in biomedical research. Unbeknownst to us, they had decided Florida Cured really needed to have an academic home. And so they approached us and asked, would we be willing to take on responsibility for Florida Cured?
Florida State University and Florida Cured will be researching and testing ways to find cures for diseases such as cancer and diabetes. But there are a few baby steps to be taken before the bigger projects are in full swing.
We're going to coordinate, expand, and monitor ongoing biomedical research programs within the state. And our responsibilities will be to facilitate better funding opportunities, to find ways, what we call technology transfer, to move discoveries from our academic setting into the private practices more quickly than they have been in the past.
Florida Cured is a big project, but Smith is hardly intimidated.
I was honored by their reaching out to us. It was a recognition that A, we can take on such major opportunities, and B, we deliver when asked.
For Florida State Headlines, I'm Tawatha Valentine.
If what ails you is a need for some sun, some sea, and some Seminole companionship, the Florida State Alumni Association Seminoles at Sea Cruise may be your cure. Alumni Association President Scott Atwell says there's still a little bit of space on board for you.
We right now have about 115 cabins booked. Almost 300 Seminoles are going to be on board for that three-night cruise to the Bahamas. And our friends at Disney have given us a very small window extension until the 17th of July. I could count on my two hands the number of cabins that are left, but they have extended until the 17th of July these extraordinary prices that if you were a Disney employee, you couldn't get.
For more info on the cruise or on Florida Cured, just log on to fsu.com/radio and click on the links under this story. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mike Gentine. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com. Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.